Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Drive at 5. Larissa, can you hear me? I just want to make sure my headphones are working properly.
Yes, I can.
You can hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Good. So,
yes.
So what happened is that my niece comes over to my house, and she comes inside of my room. And while she comes inside my room, I'm in my shower. She brings something over and she drops it off. But then she mistakenly takes my headphones. And it's just a blessing that I had a pair hid somewhere. But I'm really funny about my headphones. And I called her and I'm like, yo, did you see my headphones? Because I know exactly where, like, I'm the kind of person to where I put things like, in a certain way to where I know where things are. Like, I don't know if that's an ADD or something or whatever. And it's like, I come back and then I notice that it's not where I left it. And I had to replay it all black and back. And I called her and I'm like, did you see the headphones yesterday that were here? They were laid right there, right by the DVD that you left. And she was like, are they white? And I was like, yeah. She was like, are they headphones? I'm like, yeah, she was like, yeah, I took them. You know, she was just at that point to where she was like, she couldn't even lie. Like, as bad as she probably wanted to, she didn't. And I think that was like what really just calmed me down, because it was like, I'm so glad that you didn't sit there and tell me this bold face, lie to my face. And then she was just like, yeah, I took them, but I'm going to bring them back to you. I was like, no, I say, don't even worry about it. You good. I say, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping, I wasn't going crazy, because, you know, sometimes you can start feeling like, okay, I'm tripping, I'm going a little crazy or something. But anyway, long story short, you know, I didn't get upset about it either, because we could have easily, that's how we could take little small things and then blow up, because I could have been like, why did you take my headphones? And you just try to get this answer out of somebody that you just probably are not going to get. So it's like, why would you stand there fighting a wall when you already know what the outcome is? The person has what you need. You can just get it back from them. And they've admitted to it. So that's a beautiful thing, too, as well. So, but welcome to the Drive at 5, everybody. I'm sorry for bringing you guys deep into a part of my life about my headphones. But, I mean, it is what it is. And I'm just happy to be on a call today. But we're going to back this thing up a little bit. We're going to start it just like this.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk. Oh, we talking that rave talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
Wow. I don't even think you guys just caught what I just actually just caught. It's so funny, Larissa. I don't even think you even caught it. Larissa, we picked this song before the show. I mean, for the show a long time ago, right?
Yep, long time ago.
Before what is going on is going on. And then now it's just like listening to Jay-Z now starting to talk about residuals, starting to talk about, man, I just got chills, like how you be saying, Larissa, listening to that. No, I'm serious. Just listening to that whole intro was like, now we've heard the intro so many times, but that part never really just registered what just has registered. And for those of you who just tuning in to the show, I just want to go ahead and say what we're talking about is that, I mean, with me coming from the music industry, I know what I know. And what I do know is that there are a lot of minds that don't believe that they can go to another level, such as this, such as building, such as residuals. They don't believe that that is real. What my side of the fence believes, they believe that they have to go out there and they have to take a risk, and they need the big check for that risk that they're taking, because they feel like that is what works. I mean, when you think about it, you think about the guy who sets off. His whole goal is to come up out of the hood. You know, from people that I know, he only feels like the only way he's going to come out is by going to play football. Or he probably feel like the only way that he's going to come out is by going to go do music. No other way does he truly, honestly believe within himself that he is able to reach that 6 or 7 figure goal. So now you have a Jay-Z who has led the pack for a very, very long time, now stepping up to the plate and saying, listen, all that taking money taking pictures with the money and all of that kind of stuff, like it's time to clean that up, buddy. It's time to be professional. It's time to invest. It's time to save. It's like you looking real silly right now. It's like, how many of you really truly want to take a real business to your whole level? Like, I just like had this spur of the moment kind of pop off thing on my group. I popped off on them. You know why? Because I just feel like I feel like sometimes what happens with a person is that you can fall in love with somebody's potential. And it's like you could sometimes just be standing there and you could just be talking to people and you could be saying, listen, you got so much potential. You could really, 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 really go to this next level. You could, but you could drain yourself from doing that, from trying to make somebody else see their potential that they have. And the hardest thing to do is to walk away knowing that somebody has the potential that they're not trying to use. So I went on my group. I told them, I say, listen, you guys got to understand what's going on here, because I see that a lot of us are pretty much sleeping. It's like everything that we do is duplicatable. Why reinvent the wheel? Why try to create things your own way? Why not pay attention? If everything is duplicatable, I think we need to pull out our pens and pads and say, okay, what did Stormy Wellington do? What did Pam and Nate do? What did Larissa do? What did Reggie do to create the results that he did to go to the next level? Because remember, if we could follow the small little steps to go to the next level, then the other stuff going to just duplicate, remember? That means that all we got to do is teach a next person how to go to that next level. And see, with our business over here, the next level of winning, once you get, you know, and involved with Total Life Changes, is becoming a director. When you become a director, that means that that's your leadership rank. When you become a director, that means that now you've hit this rock that says, you know what, I can do this for real. Like I really, really got this, and I can do this, all right? But now is your thing is because you've hit director, that means that some of the people that you joined with business with, who you partnered up with, that means that they've helped you go to that next level. So now what you have to do is become a business owner. You have to become a business professional. You have to go and help them duplicate the same exact thing that you did to get to that point. That's it. That's all you have to do. And if you could teach somebody to do that same exact thing over and over and over and over and over, this is how you move. This is how you begin to build a global business. This is how you begin to build residuals. Everybody is thinking about it so hard that their brains are so scattered all over the floor that they can't even see an amazing quick opportunity. I listen to people and they feel like, oh, I got to save up all of this money because I have to have this big stupid event. No, you don't have to. You can have an event in your kitchen. Stop drawing these pictures out in your brain. You can have an event on your front porch. If everybody coming out, if you're in the projects, like, listen, if you're in the projects, it's like sit some chairs out in the yard, in the grass, like, and talk about this opportunity, because this is how it's built. But everybody got their own perception about how they're going to start. They're already defeating themselves from moving, from going forward, because they don't even believe that they can start. Like, I heard Stormy say that, but, you know, sometimes some things don't register. Some of y'all don't even believe that y'all can start. Y'all do a little bit, and then you're excited. And then sometimes after you get so excited, and then you reach a point, and this is the thing. This is the thing that I just told Stormy on yesterday, and I guess this is why I said it. Let me just go back to this. Hold on 1 second. I just want to make sure I get this off. Because I feel like this is a message. And what happens is that I think a lot of people get content. Like, some people get to the point of saying, you know what, I just want to get one person in my business. I want to see what it feels like. And then they get one person in their business, and then they just quit. And then you know what you did? You made the person that joined you in business feel as if, like, now I'm not doing nothing. This person ain't helping me. I can't go to my next level. You got to be willing to be a soldier. You got to be willing to be a real true leader. You got to be willing to be an eagle. You got to be willing to be an entrepreneur when you say yes to TLC. Why? Because that's what we're about. We're about helping somebody else go to their next level. This ain't the crabs in the bucket side over here. And that's what I like about TLC too. And a lot of y'all probably sitting on the phone and y'all probably trying to say, well, what is he talking about? What is he saying? No crabs in the bucket, all of this kind of stuff. Because you can't go to your next level without helping somebody. We always talk about it, that we want to build something. Nobody ain't helping us, and we ain't building nothing together and all of this. Like, we, mama and daddy should have did this for us, and we ain't had no opportunity like that. Ooh, like, what? All right, now you got a chance to fix it. If two things that I noticed so far with people. If, first of all, if they could get their minds and understanding the timing where we are at this moment, we're in a health zone, okay? I make jokes about it, but to be honest with you, it's the truth. You're fighting to live. You're fighting to live. Every day you get up, you're fighting to live. You better be healthy. You either gonna make a decision. You're either gonna be healthy or you're gonna be unhealthy. Ain't gonna be no in between those. So for those of the people that are fighting to be healthy, fighting to stay alive, those are the people that you wanna attract with some amazing products that we have. Those who don't wanna be healthy, okay, fine. We got something for them too. I mean, we got some other products that could probably get them to now understanding what it takes to become healthy, because guess what? They may not want to be healthy, but they might want to have good sex. And then we got good products for some good sex. I'm talking about some products that's running neck to neck with the Viagra, okay? So, and it's for the men and the women. But it also does something that's amazing, you know, on the health side too. So, I mean, it's about people understanding what is going on, and I almost should be getting paid for this. And this is how the business runs. See, I'm just catching it. I'm understanding. I done been on the show, and I think I've talked about the movie The Founder probably like about five times. Larissa, how many times have I spoke about the movie The Founder? I've talked about it. How many times have I
about
spoke
25.
About that movie? Okay, about 25.
About every
25.
Time we get on.
But guess what? All I'm doing is the same thing that we do with TLC, is we just talk about it. Now, the energy that I have in talking about The Founder, the energy that I talk about it like 25 times, that means that however many times that somebody hears this show or the recorded shows where I talked about The Founder, that means that they're going to go and want to watch that movie. They're going to go and watch that movie. And when they go and watch that movie, I ain't getting paid for that. I'm not getting paid for that. But when you talk about these products over here at TLC and how good they are, and then somebody wants that product, you getting paid for that just by telling them how amazing the product is. Just like you described the movie and somebody went and saw that movie. So now somebody went and saw the movie, and now they understand why I talk about The Founder. It's because it shows what it takes to really become that entrepreneur. It shows what it takes to really win in this kind of business. And I'm excited that Jay-Z is on his new mission and his new wave, and it's kind of, you know, progressed to come in the same field where I'm at right now. And I think that I'm going to draw the bridge, put the bridge together to it, because I just kept speaking and kept saying health and music, music and health. I kept saying that even for when I first started doing TLC, I didn't even know why I was saying it at first, because when I go look at the post and I see it, it just looks kind of crazy. But I felt that in my spirit that that's where I would be with this. And me showing the minds of everybody that's into music that now they have a whole new opportunity. I mean, just think about the guy that just got home from jail. He just got home from prison. He's been in prison for 20 years. He don't have nowhere to go to begin. You know what I mean? Like, he don't have nowhere to go to begin as far as to, you know, just trying to get a head start. Only way he could probably start is at one of those restaurants. But what if his mind has really changed and he really, really does want to be successful? Who's to say that he has to be judged and that he can't get a second chance? So now he has another chance at opportunity with life, with TLC, because now he has an opportunity to where he can run with this and earn an additional $500 to $5,000 a week. You got the young lady that just came home from prison. And I'm not just saying about, you know, about prisoners. I'm just talking, what about stay-at-home moms? What about, like Stormy's getting ready to do, the beauty transformation to where it's all the life after the chair, all of the stylists that stand up and do hair all day. Where are their residuals going to come from? They're not getting no income tax. They're not getting none of that stuff. So at the end of the day, it's like when you get to that age, how are you going to take care of yourself? How are you planning for your future? Where are you going to be getting income from? How are you going to be living when you get to 45, 50 years old and your knees and legs ain't working like how they used to? Now you need somebody to take care of you, cook for you, all of that kind of stuff. That's why it's important right now to start on being healthy. It's important to start now that you know. So it's not like you haven't heard this. There's some of you that's on this call right now. There's some of you that's probably going to listen to this call later on that will hear that you definitely have not you've not gone to where this hasn't been mentioned to you. You've heard it. You just heard it. And I'm just excited that we are now in position to help you two ways. To help you financially and to help you physically. Financially and physically. Back to you, Larissa.
Thank you so much. I tell you, I got to go back to that 45 and 50. Baby, let me tell you something. Black don't crack. So when you say 45, 50, we're going to need to be helped. Wait a minute now. I'm right there. And I'm over but it's 20 years. No, but no, seriously. It's real, real talk what you're saying. And it's so ironic. You know, I'm driving out here, so y'all bear with me if you do hear any rain or anything, because I'm actually leaving from my hometown, Miami, Florida, back to Atlanta, Georgia. You know, because I tell you, you know, I rolled down with somebody, so they got to get back home. Wasn't able to say some more, but I will say this. We were actually conversing about Jay-Z right before this, and I hadn't even realized that was a song that you selected, Reggie,
yeah.
As our intro for our show. And, you know, we both, you know, we in the spirit realm. That's why we're partners. You know, I was definitely in agreement, like, yes, that's it. You know, I got the keys. You know, but then just listening to this brilliant man, Mr. Jay-Z, you know, just hearing his growth. I mean, just because you got money and just because you got title don't mean you're grown, don't mean you're matured, don't mean that you know it all. And now to hear it match his money, now to hear it match his title, and hear it to match him is amazing. So what stuck out to me is definitely one of his songs, and it got a little cuss words in it, but, you know, he said, I'm financial free, okay? He said, I'm financial free, my only hope. Financial freedom is my only hope, is what he said. So I already know a wave and a shift is taking place in the natural and the spiritual realm, Reggie. And like you say, music industry, quote unquote, because he's already, you know, people are influenced by what? The entertainment world. They're influenced by a Jay-Z, you know, all the rappers and all the other people, and they're influenced by the music industry. So he decided to take that influence and let all of us know that financial freedom is definitely the way to go. And yes, we are going to chili for our, you know, I was a chili all my life. We're going to chili for our vehicle. Total Life Changes, that it's one of the vehicles that can definitely get us and point us in that direction. All right. Definitely one of the vehicles to point us in that direction. He also said, F, living rich. Watch this. And die broke. How about that? So all these people on social media talking about, you know, with these other little companies and all that. That's what I said, little companies. Yeah, they comp pay game compromise. Compensation plan means the way you get paid, for those who may not know, who may come back and listen to the show. Well, listen, he said that they're going on here and talk about their little company, and they say they're making all this money and they're doing all this stuff, but it really ain't happening. They're putting out these pictures in front of a Rolls Royce, but we know somebody who dropped out of high school who literally drives one. All right, they putting up these pictures, you know, with the fake, you know, pocketbooks and stuff, and we know we don't walk in the mall and see people because of this company, because of the compensation plan, copy with their card that said TLC at the top of it. All right, so the vanity pieces, but it's about what's doable. It's about, like Jay-Z stated in his lyrics, stop living rich. Fake, far, and phony, looking rich, social media, and dying broke, meaning not dying in the physical realm, even dying in the spiritual realm. You're broke, you're broken, you can't pay the bill, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. When you got, when we're telling you and sharing about a vehicle, well, you ain't got, you may not earn, because it's only a certain amount of percenters, all right? It's really 3%, but then you got 20% to it. We dig deep, it's 3% statistics state. But, you know, Reggie called his team the 20%ers because that's a whole other realm. But we'll teach that next call. But what I'm saying is you can have an extra $500 that'll stop repossession, an extra $1,000 that'll stop somebody foreclosure. You know what I'm saying? You may not get the 20, 30, 50, 60, 70,000 that some people are making. I said some, not all, let's be clear, are earning over here in Total Life Changes. But can you do it? Absolutely. Is it there for you? Absolutely. Will it happen? It's up to you. It's up to you and your level of belief, what you speak, what you, how you work, and all that, how you work, how you speak, and how you believe. How you work, how you speak, and how you believe. All right? So, again, I just wanted to touch on that because we have actually, you know, used Jay-Z, and he don't even know it, as you know, definitely a very, very good sponsor. Yeah, he'll be sponsoring us so soon. We're going to speak that into existence, Reggie. If you could have Kanye West and his wife, then we're going to have Jay-Z sponsor too. What's up? Why not? So with that being said, he also said, you know, he bought some artwork for $1 million. What? And 2 years later, the artwork is worth $2. He ain't say 10, he said 2. If you got one and then you get another one, you've accomplished something. Stop counting your losses and start counting your blessings. You know what I'm saying? And that man, I tell you, this man's so brilliant. I got chills. Y'all listening to a rap song, I was listening to a gospel song. Because I was saying hallelujah all the way through it, okay? He bad to the. What I call.
We're losing you.
And talk on this call. You can be whoever you want to be because we want to give it to you real. We're not trying to give you a presentation. We're not trying to say, but yes, we're telling you that we know the company works. You can get paid. We're telling you that there's products that if you use them right, follow the instructions, that it will work for you. We're telling you that that you also were talking about health. You see a lot of us working out. You see a lot of us eating better, you know, because ain't no, I don't care where you go, what company, where you at, there's no miracle tea, no miracle pill. You got to incorporate that with work. That's what the Bible tells us. Faith without work, tea without work is dead. How about that? on real quickly and just really just let you say I am with you, Reggie. I totally agree. And I'm so forever grateful that, you know, you got the vision and you it was in your spirit, in your energy to use Jay-Z. And now look, because Jay-Z was there before he even came out with the 444. So now we already got him over. He always say we got the key. Financial freedom is definitely the way we need to go. So again, we have the vehicle. We get paid five ways, five different checks. We have the product, okay? You're in business for yourself and not by yourself. You will you get help? Yes. All right, can you do it? Yes. Jail or jail. Can you breathe? Can you get up and walk? Can you talk? You can do this business. All you got to do is be coachable, hungry, and want it. And just follow a system because we got systems in place. If you want to hear a presentation, one of the parts of the system is a call that we do tonight at 10 p.m. every night. 10 p.m. tonight was what, Monday? We got Candace Bird Davis, who was able to retire her husband from a six-figure earning annual career, all right, a coal miner out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But she was able to say, come home, baby, because of this vehicle. Is everybody able to say that? Let me tell you the truth. No. But her belief level, her work level, she was tired of being tired, and she went to work, and she sacrificed, and guess what? Her husband is home, and now they work the business together. Now they're a documented multi-seven figures earner. She did network marketing before, but she never earned that much money. But now, because of this, and because she was at a place in her life, and she was ready, and she was hungry, all right, guess what? Now she's now considered a documented six-figure earner. And documentation be conversation any given day. So with that being said, she'll be on there tonight giving you the professional presentation, telling you how the product works and how to pay taxes.
Larissa?
Yes, I'm here. You can hear me?
We lost you at the tail end. We lost you at the tail end
okay,
of what
I'm
you were saying.
Okay, I apologize. I'm driving. I apologize. But, yes, 701, you want to hear this professional presentation where she's giving you the overview of the company. She knows 150% of the information. The number is 701-801-1211, and the PIN code is 674-347-093-POUND. That's 674-347-093-POUND. Again, this is Larissa Barclay, traveling back to Atlanta, Georgia, and I'll pass it back over to my partner, Reginald Saunders. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. I mean, energy is everything, everybody. Let me just make sure I just really make sure that you understand that energy is everything. The energy that you're around, the energy that you're putting out is everything. Just make sure that you're putting out positive energy. So when you're expecting, you get back what you put out. Because a lot of us are not putting out positive energy and expecting it back. Today, change your energy, change your space, and realize that you are great. And that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Alright? You can do anything that you put your mind to. Nothing is going to happen without you making mistakes. Nothing is going to happen without failures. You got to make a decision.
Psychic, you ain't seen nothing like this.